الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام طلب كسب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My dear brothers and respected elders, Ulama-i-Kiram, Huffad-i-Kiram, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran-i-Kareem, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I haven't created jinn and man but that they worship me. The purpose of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala creating us is that we worship Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The verse that I've recited before you, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains that He has created us to worship Him. But in order for us to really understand the meaning of this verse, we need to analyze the word that is used by Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya'budun, to worship, it is loosely translated as worshipping Allah. But the word in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains the purpose of our creation to worship Him, the word that is used and the root word of it is abdun, it means a slave. And if you have to strictly translate this verse, it means that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created jinn and man so that they too, they express abdiyat, slavery, submission and subjugation to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is our master. We are the slaves of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in every moment of our life, whether it is our domestic life, whether it is our social life, whether it is business and economics, in every aspect of our life, we have to express our abdiyat, our slavery to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. زندگی کے ہر گوشے کے اندر اللہ کے سامنے عبدیت کے اظہار کرنا ضروری ہے اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ہم کو اسی لیے پیدا فرمایا What is a slave and who is a master آقا کون ہے اور غلام کیا ہے اور غلامیت ہونے کا مطلب کیا ہے What does it mean to be a slave One person he bought a slave. He asked the slave, "Kya aapka naam kya hoga? What will your name be?" The slave said to the master, "Mere naam ke andar mein mujhe ikhtiyar nahi, tu mera aqa hai, tu mere jo naam rakhe wohi mera naam hoga. Whatever you keep my name, that will be my name. I have no choice in the matter." The master asked him, "Where will you sleep? Kahan soge? Where will you sleep?" He said, "There is no choice in the matter. Wherever you make me sleep, that is where I will sleep. What will you eat?" Say, "I have no choice in the matter. Whatever you give me to eat, I will be have to be happy with that." Then the master then said, "That you have actually taught me what is a slave, so that I could make my abdiyat in the same manner to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is what is an aqa, a master, and this is what is called abdiyat and slavery. And this is a dua that we make all the time in our salat." حدیث کے اندر میں آیا ہے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا لا صلاۃ لمن لم یقرأ بفاتحۃ الکتاب. That person who does not recite سورۃ فاتحہ in salat, his salat is not complete. حنفی مذہب کے مطابق ہمارا سورۃ فاتحہ کا پڑھنا واجب ہے. And if a person doesn't read the سورۃ فاتحہ, نماز become واجب العیادہ, you have to repeat the salat. But what do we make dua in سورۃ فاتحہ? ایاک نعبد. اے اللہ, ہم تیری بندگی کرتے ہیں. او اللہ, وی آر ایکسپریسنگ اور سلیوری ٹو یو. یو آر اوور ماسٹر اینڈ وی آر یور سلیو. اینڈ اپروکسیمیٹلی مور دین 25 ٹائمز اے ڈے ان اوور صلات, ان اوور فرض صلات, سنت بیفور سنت آفٹر, وی ریڈ سورہ فاتحہ سو مینی ٹائمز اینڈ وی سے ٹو اللہ دیٹ یو آر اوور ماسٹر اینڈ وی آر یور سلیو. Where Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praises Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Kareem, Allah praises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the quality of being an abd, being a slave. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be for mi'raj. He brings us higher and higher and higher. Atmosphere, hemisphere, stratosphere, he's gone far above. Look at Allah praises Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even at that time that he is my abd, he is my slave. And that is why one very special quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was abdiyat, slavery. All the time expressing abdiyat to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is our master, we are the slaves of Allah. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Akul kama yaakul al-abd." I eat like how a slave eats. I eat like how a slave eats. My dear brothers and respected elders, indeed, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is our master and we are the slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created us so that we may worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, express our abdiyat, submission and subjugation to Allah in every aspect of our life. And that is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created us for. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has undertaken the responsibility to provide us with our rizq and our sustenance. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne hame paida kiya bandagi abdiyat ko zahir karne ke liye, Allah ki ibadat karne ke liye. Aur Allah ne apne zimme rizq ki zimmedari li hai. Allah has taken the responsibility to provide for us. Our responsibility is to worship Allah, and Allah has taken the responsibility to provide us with our rizq and with our sustenance. He says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمْ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. The meaning of this is that there is not a single creature on the face of this earth, but the rizq and the sustenance of that creation is upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to provide for each and every creation. It tells us in the Quran Kareem, إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. Verily, Allah is the greatest provider. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, he was a great prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he was also a king. Allah ke nabi bhi the, badshah bhi the, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. And everything was at his disposal. He knew the language of the jinnat. He could speak to the animals in their language. He knew the language of the fish in the sea. Everything was at his disposal. What a great king he was. Aur usse behtar wo Allah ke nabi bhi the. So he once requested Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, give me a mawqa, give me an opportunity that I want to host all the animals of the animal kingdom and all the fish of the sea. Jungle ke andar mein jitne janwar hai aur samandar ke andar mein jitni machhliyan hai, main unko khilana chahta hu. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasalam ko kaha, Sulaiman, ye aakhir bas ki baat nahi, aap nahi kar sakte ho usko. Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasalam khamosh rahe. After 1 year, after some time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, do mara guzarish ki, Allah, aap mujhe ye mauka inayat farmaye. You give me this mauka, give me this opportunity. I've got so much, you give me so much of power. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne phir aakhir mein ijazat di. Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasalam started preparing. Saal bhar Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasalam ne taiyari ki. One can imagine kitna Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasalam ne taiyari ki. Everything at his disposal, badshah bhi hai, jinnat unke qabze mein hai. He can speak the language of the animals, he can speak the language of the fish, everything under his control. Ek saal tak taiyari ki. Khana jab taiyar hua, then Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasalam told, pull the fish of the sea to come and partake of the meal. मछलियों को कहा कि आ जाओ और खाना खा लो. One fish, it is mentioned that one fish from the ocean came and ate all the food up. सुलेमान अलैहि सलात व सलाम फिर उस मछली को बुलाया, इसलिए कि the fish ate everything, पर बकिया मछलियों को चाहिए क्या खाना, जिम्मेदारी भी ली है. बकिया जानवरों के लिए क्या खाना, जिम्मेदारी भी ली है. आप अंदाजा लगाओ, बिफोर समरी जो कम किया हो और एक आदमी ने सब कुछ खा लिया, बकिया क्या करेंगे. सो सुलेमान अली सलातो सलाम कॉल द फिश, समन द फिश एंड टोल्ड द फिश, व्हाट डिड यू, आपने मेरी इज्जत नहीं रखी, मेरे लाश भी रखते, थोड़ा कुछ खा लेते, बकिया भी मेहमान थे. सो द फिश टोल्ड टू सुलेमान अली सलातो सलाम, ओ सुलेमान, you have undertaken the responsibility to provide my food today. Today I have eaten only quarter of what I eat every day of my life. Us waqt Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam ko maloom hua ki Allah ne jo farmaya, inna Allahu war razzaq zul quwwatil matin, almighty Allah tabarak wa taala is the sole provider, he is the one that provides for everyone. Fuzail ibn Iyad, he was a very pious person, but before being a pious person, he was a thief, a bandit, highway robber. Chori unka mashghala tha, Fuzail ibn Iyad. So one day, whilst on his errand of stealing, unhone ek ajeeb cheez dekhi. He saw something very strange. He happened to cross a river, and when he saw that something is falling from the top, ऊपर से कोई चीज नीचे की तरफ गिर रही है. He saw that there was some grains, कुछ दाना था ऊपर से. नीचे देखा तो देखा that there is an old blind snake. सांप था वो भी नाबीना, and his mouth is open. ऊपर देखा तो देखा कि एक परिंदा है, एंड दैट बर्ड इन इट्स बीक इज थ्रोइंग सीड डायरेक्टली इनटू द माउथ ऑफ द स्नेक. फुज़ैल इब्न इय्याद उस वक्त दुआ किया अल्लाह, और उस वक्त तौबा भी की, ए अल्लाह, दिस इज अ हार्मफुल फीचर, अ स्नेक, और इस अजीब अंदाज के अंदर में यू कैन प्रोवाइड रिस्क फॉर इट, विल यू नॉट प्रोवाइड रिस्क फॉर फुज़ैल इब्न इय्याद. उस वक्त फुज़ैल इब्न इय्याद ने तौबा की. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he was traveling He was moving from Madian and he was going back to Misr. He was going with his wife, the daughter of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam. He comes to the valley, he leaves his wife there. And then, that's the time when he goes to a mountain to speak with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dil mein fikr ki, biwi ka kya hoga, khana nahi khaya. He's worried about his wife. He didn't make any arrangements. What he's going to do? Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then told him to show him a lesson that how miraculously Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provides risk and sustenance. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, take a stick, hit it in a rock. And from that rock, patthar hai, chatan hai, and from inside, he saw a small minute ant. Small minute ant. And in the mouth of the small minute ant, there was a fresh blade of grass. Fresh blade of grass. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam then thought to himself, when Allah can provide rizq, Allah can provide sustenance for an ant that is locked up in a rock, will Allah not provide for the wife of Musa? My dear brethren and respected elders, indeed, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. He has undertaken the responsibility to provide for each and every one of us. Our responsibility is that we earn our income in the halal way. We must understand, have one belief and one yaqeen. Aqaid ki kitabon ke andar mein likha hua hai, al-haram rizq. Which means, ke hamare muqaddar ne jo kuch likha hai, humko wahi mil karke rahega. Whatever is destined for us, we are going to get that. We're not going to get one grain more, we're not going to get one grain less. Whatever is destined for us, we are going to get only that. We need to have full yaqeen and conviction in that. And if some people think that if I don't adopt a haram way, if I don't adopt a haram way, agar main paise chori nahi karunga to milega nahi, chori karna padega. Some people think like that. But then remember, even if you don't steal, if that money is determined and designed to come to you, aapko phir bhi mil karke rahega. You will have the full yaqeen and conviction. And that is why the ulama of aqaid have mentioned al-haram rizqun. Yani jo haram aapke paas aaya hai, woh bhi aapka rizq tha. Yani agar aap chori na bhi karte, tab bhi aapko mil karke rehta. And let me give you an example for that. So that you could understand it very, very well. One person came to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him, mujhe ghora chahiye, I want a horse. Ali radiallahu ta'ala ne farmaya ki iswa mere paas ghora nahi hai. Baad mein aana. After some time, Ali radiallahu ta'ala ne got a horse. And he told to his slaves that fulana aadmi aaya tha, ghora talab kiya, uswa mere paas ghora nahi tha, take this horse and go and deliver it to him. So the slave was riding on that horse to deliver that horse to a person who asked for the horse. Raste ke andar mein jo gulam tha, unko neend aa gayi, he got very tired, he tied the horse by the tree and he slept away under the tree. Now that person who asked for the horse from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wo saamne se guzar rahe the. उन्होंने सोचा मैंने अली रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हु से गुजारिश की मुझे घोड़ा दे उनके पास नहीं था अब ये घोड़ा है जो सवार है वो यहाँ सोया हुआ है आइडियल अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर मी लेट मी गो अनटाई द हॉर्स आई विल राइड द हॉर्स एंड आई विल गो अवे और उन्होंने ऐसे भी किया द पर्सन वाज स्लीपिंग ही कम बाय द हॉर्स ही अनटाइज इट ही राइड द हॉर्स एंड ही गोज अवे अब द पर्सन वोक अप देखा कि घोड़ा नहीं है विद द हॉर्स حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کو جا کر کے بتا دے کہ کسی نے چوری کر لی تحقیق کرنے پر پتا چلا کہ تو ہوتا 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 سپوز تو بھی دلوگر خود اسی آدمی نے چوری کی that means that even if the person wouldn't have stolen it that horse would have still come to him we must have full belief and conviction that whatever is meant for me it will definitely come to me yes of course remember Again and again, rizq comes from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't provide for our own self. It's not that I'm a doctor and because of my profession, I'm earning my money. I'm not an engineer, and because of my engineering skills and my profession, I'm a smart person, that's why I'm getting so much of money. No. These are means, but the essence of these means is from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ye sab kuch asbab hai, magar asbab ke andar main asar paida karne wala Allah ke saath hai. So many of you know better than me. You are living in a professional world, you are living in America. You know that how many people got degrees, but the whole life they've spent to earn the degrees, but they're doing some other work besides what they have qualified. Many of you know that. Usse malum hota hai, ke aapne jo sabab ikhtiyar kiya, wo sabab, sabab ke haysiyat pe hai. If Allah wants, Allah will put effect in the sabab. If Allah wants, Allah will put effect in the sabab. We are not providing for ourselves. It is Allah that is providing for us. The wealth that we have, we don't have it with our own thought, our own knowledge and our own skills. Today a person is wealthy, overnight the person can become poor. Look at the catastrophes that are taking place. Right next door to you, not far away, in New Orleans, Katrina came. People that were millionaires became paupers overnight. People that were millionaires, overnight they became paupers. Why did this incident happen? Allah batana chahta hai. That what you have, uske upar aitmad na ho, uske upar magan na ho, dene wala Allah ki zaat hai. It is Allah that gives, nobody else gives. Allah gives, Allah takes it away. That's the cause, ye dunya darul asbab hai. Sabab ikhtiyar karna chahiye. ये नहीं कि हम दुनिया के अंदर रहे और अल्लाह ने रिस्क की जिम्मेदारी दी है तो घर के अंदर बैठे बैठे रिस्क मिलता रहेगा. हाँ, हम तो करामत वगैरह का पर यकीन तो रखते, ईमान भी रखते हैं, मगर दुनिया दारुल असबाब है. यू हैव टू अडॉप्ट द दीन. एंड अल्लामा शामी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, वी हैव स्टेटेड इन वन प्लेस दैट इफ अ पर्सन हैज गॉट अ वाइफ, किसी का बीवी हो, बच्चे हैं, डिपेंडेंट, एंड he got no means of income, he stays in the house thinking with this yaqeen and belief that Allah ne mere rizq ki zimmedari di hai, main pura din ghar ke andar baitha rahunga, rizq aa jayega. If his wife has to suffer, if his children has to suffer, his dependents have to suffer, so us aadmi ko guna mil jayega. This person will be sinful. Why? Because this world is a world of asbab. You adopt the means and then after that you leave the effect of your means in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to adopt the means. But my dear brothers and respected elders, apart from that, remember the means that we adopt to earn our income, these are means that must be acceptable in Sharia. We must earn our income. In fact, to earn an income is a great act of ibadat. Hadith ke andar mein aaya hai, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke talabu kasb al halal farizatun ba'da al fariza. To earn a halal income, it is an obligation after other obligations. In other words, that it is compulsory to perform our salah. We have to read our salah with an obligation. But in order to read your salah, you must know how to perform the salah. You must learn how to perform the salah. You must know how to make wudu. You can't expect to discard your salat if you don't know how to make wudu and you don't know how to perform your salat. So just as salat is an obligation, fasting in the month of Ramadan is an obligation, to discard your hajj is an obligation, in the same manner, halal kamai, halal tariqe se kamana, ye bhi ek fariza hai, aur ye ek shariat ke andar mein ek farz karar diya hai. It is something that shariat has also made compulsory. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that to earn a halal income, it is an obligation after other obligations. Hadith ke andar mein aaya hai. It is such a serious issue. Aam taur par people think that bas namaz padhna hai, roza rakhna hai, ibadat karni hai, aur jahan tak hamari jo kamai hai, to shariat ka usse koi hukm mutalliq nahi hai. Aisi baat nahi hai. शरीयत का बहुत बड़ा हुक्म उससे मुताल्लिक है. तो अर्न हलाल इनकम, रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैज सेड दैट दैट पर्सन हु अर्न्स हराम, दैट पर्सन हु अर्न्स हराम एंड ही फीड्स हिज बॉडी विद द हराम, فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ The fire of Jahannam is more deserving for that body. كُلُّ لَحْمٍ نَبَتَ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم also mentioned لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ غُزِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ لا يدخل الجنة جسد غزية بالحرام أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام that body that was nurtured with haram the fire of Jahannam is more deserving for that. In one hadith Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما وہ سنت کے اندر میں بہت اہتمام کرتے تھے. So Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه he said if somebody happens to buy a diamond kapra khareed rahe and if that garment is 11 dirhams and from that 11 dirhams 10 dirhams of it is halal and 1 dirham of it is haram so chatr ke wo libaas uske badan ke upar hai because 1 dirham of it is through haram then wo uski namaz qubool nahi hoti uska matlab ye bhi nahi ki namaz na padhe But it needs every possible effort must be made to reform our practices and make our practices in conformity to the Sharia. And that is why it is so important that we should conduct actually a campaign so that everybody understands the importance of earning a halal income. We are not free to do whatever we want regarding our maal and regarding our wealth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells in the Quran al-Kareem about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa ila madyana akhahum Shu'aiba. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ne Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam ka bhi qaum ki tarah bheja. And Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam told his people, Ya qaum i'budullah ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. Ay meri qaum, Allah ki ibadat karo. Allah ki siwa kisi ki ibadat na kare. And then after he told his people, Wa la tanqusu al-mikyal wal mizan. کہ ناپ تول کے اندر بھی کمی بیشی نہ کرو اس میں کمی نہ کرے as far as weight is concerned and as far as scaling is concerned don't cheat in that this was the habit and the shortcoming the deficiency in the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam they were business people and they used to cheat a lot so Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam didn't leave them didn't say that it is matter regarding business and economics unko jo karna hai karne do he didn't leave them free Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam told to the people don't do this business and economics earning your halal income it is compulsory upon you phir farmaya inni araakum bi khair allah ne tumko bahut maal diya hai he told these people allah ke liye full work of wealth inni araakum bi khair you are successful you are prosperous Allah gave you wealth, you're earning so good income, but you are doing cheating. You are not doing your business according to Sharia. You are violating the Sharia laws of business and economics. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ مُحِيطٍ اس کی وجہ سے, because of that, you are not conducting your business according to Sharia, you must wait for the عذاب of Allah تبارک و تعالی. What the people told to Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam? They told him, Ya Shu'aib, أَصْوَرَاتُكَ تَعْمُرُكَ That it, because you are reading so much of namaz and so forth, that is why you are telling us that we mustn't do with our wealth or whatever we want to do. Generally it happens when the ulama stand up and the ulama say that but aisa mat karna maal ke mutalik, haan ye to alim hai. Paisa, wo hamari zimmedari hai, wo alim kya jaante hai maal ke mutalik. We shouldn't have that attitude. Allah se darna chahiye. So the ulama stand up and the ulama tell you all, bring to your attention things that are against the Sharia. As far as your wealth is concerned, respect it. Honor it. The ulama are there to guide. And it is the responsibility of the ulama to bring to your attention things that are against the Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran al-Kareem, لَوْنَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمُ الْإِسْمُ وَأَصْلِهِمُ الصُّحْبِ Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the ulama among the Yahud. Allah speaks about the ulama among the Nasara. That, and the pious people, responsible people in the community and society, Allah tells them, that why don't these ulama, why don't these Allah walas, when they see people, they are conducting the business against the Sharia, unto pure rotenji. Nabi isa ma kanu ya'malun. And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, لولا that لبيس ما كانوا يصنعون. What these people are doing, the business against the Sharia, is a very bad issue, very bad thing. Responsibility of the ulama to stop the people. My dear brothers and respected elders, you want to understand how important it is to do our mu'amalat, our business according to the Sharia. Let me give you one example. Every one of us, we are very sensitive to salat. Namaz jab padte hain, to we make sure that we read our namaz properly. Surah Fatiha padhna jante hain. Subhan Rabbi al-Azim padhna jante hain. Subhan Rabbi al-Ala padhna jante hain. Tashahud mein jaate hain, at-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawat wa tayyibat, achhi tarah padhna jante hain. But did we sit back, think and realize what is the meaning of at-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawat wa tayyibat, and how this is related to business and economics? Let me explain to you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarramah. He was tortured, he was persecuted. And almost after 10 years of oppression and persecution, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko upar bula diya, mi'raj kar diya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he now enters the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ke darbar mein hazir hote. Ye hadith جو میں بیان کر رہا عام طور پر لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ اس کی سند نہیں ہے مگر اس کی سند مجھے ملی ہے روضۃ الانس کے اندر میں یہ سند ملی ہے معتبر سند ہے سو وین نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم entered the court of اللہ تبارک و تعالی فرسٹ تھنگ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میڈ اے ڈکلریشن ابدیت کا اظہار فرمایا اللہ کے دربار کے اندر میں آسمان کے اندر میں He says, التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. He says, oh Allah, my verbal worship. زبانی عبادت, my verbal worship. بدنی عبادت, that means my physical worship. اور میری مالی عبادت, والطيبات. یہ سب کچھ ہے اللہ تیرے لیے ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ پھر اپنے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو جواب دیتا ہے. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله تبارك وتعالى دي ريسبونس نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم پھر اس کے بعد اللہ کو جواب دیتا ہے. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. I've given the explanation just now. And this discussion, heavenly discussion, it was being heard by the malaika in the skies. When the malaika heard that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing so much of abuse to Allah, verbal worship, physical worship, mali worship, everything for the pleasure of Allah, Allah said Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to salamati bekta hai, then the angel said, Ashadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear brothers and sisters, the point I want to bring your attention is, look at this. Look at this, make tajziya. Make tajziya and break it up. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, At-tahiyyatu lillah, oh Allah, my verbal worship is for you. Zuban se jo kuch nikalta hai, tere hukam ke mutabik. It is upon that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, As-salamu alayka. Ma'ab, whatever comes out from your mouth, it comes out according to the Sharia, to meri taraf se tujhe salamati. The second thing, التحيات لله والصلوات physical worship مثلا نماز وغیرہ پڑھتا ہے that is physical worship بدنی عبادت ہے تو اس کے اوپر اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے فرمایا ورحمت اللہ you make physical worship اللہ رحمت will come upon you and then the third part where النبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told والطیبات اے اللہ my monetary worship اے اللہ تو نے مجھے مال دیا ہے وہ سب کچھ تیرے لیے ہے and everything will be conducted according to your حکم اس کے اوپر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فرماتے وہ برکات اس کے اوپر اللہ فرماتے کہ اگر if you have to conduct your مال your monetary measures according to the Sharia تو اس کے اوپر میری طرف سے تیرے مال کے اندر میں برکت ہوگی We make a namaz every time التحیات للہ والصلوات والطیبات مگر اس کے اوپر غور کریں اور سوچیں
Why is we make the commitment? Hum parte to hai, but why is we in the namaz? Make firm commitment and firm dedication that Allah ne jo mujhe maal diya hai, aaj se jahan se maqam hai ulama se main maloom karke main apne maal ko shariat ke mutabik kharch karunga. Make it intention. My dear brothers and sisters, let me give you another example. One sahabi, Hazrat Zaid ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a young sahabi, aur Quran Kareem ke andar mein unki taraf ishara bhi hai. Zaid ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath ek safar ke andar mein gaye. In one safar, they went in one journey. And in that journey, Zaid ibn Arqam, he heard the munafiqeen. He heard the hypocrites. They were making a plan and they were saying that so Zaid ibn Arqam, he heard the munafiqeen talking that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they go back to Madinah Munawwara, then they came from Makkah, you know, to Makkah se aaye aur pura Madinah ke upar in logon ne qabza kar liya. اب ہم دوبارہ جب مدینہ جائیں گے لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَسَلِ. Now we the honorable people who منافقین اپنے آپ کو کہتے ہیں با عزت لوگ, then we will go to مدینہ and we'll take all these people out. Now imagine زید بن ارقم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے کان میں یہ بات سنی, آئیے جا کر کے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کہہ دیا, اے اللہ کے رسول میں نے یہ بات سنی. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then called رئیس المنافق عبداللہ ابن عبی and told him تو نے ایسے بات کہی, وہ کہاں ہاں کہنے والا تھا. So he said قسمیں کھا کر کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کہا کہ میرے زبان سے ایسی بات نہیں نکلی. زید بن ارقم جوان تھے, what's happening, میں نے خود اپنے کان سے یہ بات سنی and here he is making انکار to نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And then all the Sahaba, they started condemning Zaid ibn Arqam. That how did you say this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Baharal, Nabi safar ke andar mein wapas ja rahe the. And then it was in this safar, on the way back to Madinah Munawwara, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne surah Munafiqin ka nuzul farmaya. In which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala restates and makes the tasdeeq of the zealous sahabi Zaid ibn Arqam کہ انہوں نے اس کے بارے میں جو سنا لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَرْضُ مِنَ الْعَدَرِ بِلْكُلْ سَچ ہے. Now such a great sahabi Zaid ibn Arqam رضی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس ہر سفر کے اندر میں اللہ کے راستے کے اندر, اس غزوہ کے اندر, اس غزوہ کے اندر میں, ہر سفر کے اندر میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And one can imagine being a sahabi reading namaz behind نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اس کی کیا کیا فضیلت ہے. And that to going out in a path of Allah with نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, what great مقام he must be. One day زید ابن ارقم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he did a معاملہ, he did a dealing with a woman. He sold an item to a woman for 800 dirhams. علامہ زینعی نے واقعہ کو ذکر کیا نصف الرایہ کے اندر میں اور الدرایہ فی تخریج احادیث الحرایہ کے اندر میں بھی اس کا ذکر ہے سند کے ساتھ. So he says that he sold an item to this woman for 800 dirhams. That woman did not take physical possession of that item and she regretted buying that item. So Zaid ibn Arqam رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ decided that he will now re-buy that item from that woman for 600 dirhams. So he got that item back and that woman still owed him 200 dirhams. حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو پتا چلا کہ ایسا معاملہ ہوا. عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ then sent a message to Zaid ibn Arqam or actually she told that woman بئس ما شریتی و بئس ما اشتریتی, جو معاملہ تو نے کیا زید کے ساتھ بہت برا تھا, غلط ہے, صحیح نہیں ہے. Then she sent a message to Zaid ibn Arqam رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ and she told to him that tell Zaid that if he does not correct this معاملہ, if he does not retain the condition, then all the time that he had spent in the path of Allah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the namaz that he raised behind Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this mu'amala is not according to the shariat, sab bekar, sab zaraiga, sab zai ho jayega. Imagine, This does not mean that we mustn't go out the path of Allah. This does not mean that we mustn't read our namaz. Every possible effort must be made to make sure that our business is according to the Sharia. One Sahabi, when khamar, drinking wine and alcohol, it was made prohibited. Oh, rafta rafta tarzeedan, sharab harab hua tha. So finally, when the word came down, that sharab is now completely prohibited and haram. So one Sahabi, he went out from Medina Munawwara, he went to Syria, to Sham. And he used all his capital, his merchandise, all his capital, and he bought sharab. Us waqt sharab ka behta jaiz tha. Jab tak sharab ka peena jaiz tha, uska behta bhi jaiz tha, musalmanon ke liye. So he went, all his money, he bought sharab. When he came out in the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, to kisi ne unko bataya ki dekho sharab haram ho gaya. One can imagine, put myself and yourself in that situation. Hamare paas sab kuch paise hai, all our capital, we take and we buy something, phir baad mein kisi ne bataya, mufti sahab khade ho gaye, mufti kaha ke dekho karna haram hai. Kaha mufti kya kare yaar, paise to kharch kar diya. Tab to dil se taweelat karte rahenge. بس یہ ایمان کی کمزوری کی بات ہے. اللہ کے راستے میں وقت لگاؤ اور ایمان کو بہت لگاؤ. My dear brothers and respected elders, so this Sahabi, he went, he bought all the sharab and he was outskirts of Medina Munawwara. All his money he used in that. He thought he'll come and sell the sharab in Medina Munawwara. پھر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس پہنچے, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کہا, ہے اللہ کے رسول, میں نے سنا کہ شراب حرام ہو گیا, مگر شام سے سوریا سے میں نے اتنا سارا شراب پورا چہرہ میں نے اس کو خرید لیا, کیا کروں؟ دیکھو, that احساس was in him, he didn't just think, چلو وہ کر لوں بعد میں توبہ کر لوں گا, ایسا نہیں کہا. But first he went and checked up, found out whether it is right thing to do or not. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہا کہ دیکھو اب سے شراب حرام ہو گیا اور اس کو توڑ دا. All his money was used in that. He takes with his own hands every container and he breaks it himself. He was not worried that all his money will get broken. Unka iman na toot jaye. Iman na toot jaye. Sharab ke bartan hi toot jaye beshak, magar iman na toot jaye. My dear brothers and respected elders, how important it is that we conduct our muamalat and we do our dealings according to Sharia. My dear brothers and respected elders, I don't want to discuss the technical issues of business and economics here. Alhamdulillah, you have reputable ulama, you have the Sharia body under the expert guidance of Hadhrat Mufti Sahab Madda Zilluhu, and you can refer to the local ulama on the technical issues of business and economics. Albatta, I want to draw your attention to one thing that is common everywhere in the world today, or zikr khub Qur'an Kareem ke andar maujood hai, and that is interest and riba. So common. But how many of us see that to be serious as Allah mentions it in the Quran Kareem? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us about riba in the Quran Kareem. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wadharu ma baqiya min riba in kuntum mu'mineen. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah. Allah is addressing people with iman. If you've got the spark of iman in your heart, then you should be conscious, you should know that you cannot deal in riba, you cannot deal in interest. And then Allah tells, stop it, chhodo usko. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you don't stop it, riba and haram, if you don't stop it, then remember, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَدِّ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. There's a declaration of war. جنگ کا اعلان ہے اللہ کے رسول کی طرف اس آدمی کے خلاف جو ربوی معاملہ کے اندر میں مبتلا ہے. One can imagine when Allah the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declares war against that person who engages in interest-bearing transactions, how can the person be successful? اس آدمی کبھی بھی کامیاب نہیں ہو سکتا. Outwardly, the wealth is increasing. But remember that as much as it's outwardly increasing, but there won't be any barakat in that. حدیث کے اندر میں آیا ہے, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, ان الربا وان كثر فان عاقبته الى كل. او كما قال علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, ربا, interest, especially for that person who's taking or giving to somebody else, ربا outwardly is an increase, مگر اس کا انجام ہمیشہ نقصان کی طرف ہے.
And we should bring iman on not the outward increase of the money. Our iman should be on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith ke andar mein aaya hai, Abu Huraira, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu ta'ala ki riwayat hai. He says that dirhamu rida ya'kuluhu ar-rajul wa huwa ya'lam ashadd min 36 zimya, or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, that person who pays one dirham of interest, he knows that it is haram. In spite of that, he engages himself in interest-bearing transactions. That is worse than the individual committing zina with his own mother 36 times. Right after, nobody would throw even a lustful glance to his own mother. So I am with Salim Mustafa. वो उनके माँ को बुरी नजर से नहीं देखता, छे जाएगी उनके वालिदा के साथ वो जिरा करे. But here, when you're dealing in interest-bearing transactions, it is worse than committing 36 times zina with your own mother. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are 70 different fraternities, 70 different branches of riba. Riba, uske 70 shaakhe hai, balki 70 se zyada shaakhe hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmaya that the least of zina or of interest is that a person commits zina with his mother. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mi'raj mein gaye the. He went for mi'raj. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that there are certain people that their stomach are bloated up. Unke pet kaafi bade hai. And inside the stomach, there was snakes inside. Saap andar mein the. And from outside you could see the snakes, and from inside you could see the snakes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se poocha, ke hey Jibreel, ye kya cheez hai, what is this? Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kaha, that these people whose stomachs are made big, and inside there are snakes which could be seen from the outside, ha ulai atul riba, these are those people that engage in interest-bearing transactions. My dear brothers and respected elders, it is such a serious thing. Sometimes, why do the people engage in interest-bearing transactions? Why do you have to do it? The most important thing is, we need to make adjustments in our way of living. Adjustments in our way of living. Agar aapke paas maal ho, to khareed lo. Maal nahi hai, stay away from it. Don't look at that person that is got more wealth than you. Tirmizi ke andar ek sahabi, ghalib ek sahabi, unke nasihat. He says that when it comes to worldly issues, balki deen ke mamlaat ke andar mein, in when it comes to deeni matters, look at that person that is higher than you. Look at that person that is higher than you. If you are reading 2 times namaz a day, or you are reading 5 times namaz a day, look at that person who is reading his nafal namaz, he is reading his ishraq namaz, he is reading his chash namaz, he is reading awabi namaz. Look at that person and try to imitate him. Don't look at that person who is lower than you when it comes to deeni matters. In other words, if you are reading that 2 times namaz, so don't look at that person not reading any namaz or jo kahe ke ye main to wo to namaz nahi padta, main to kam se kam 2 namaz padta hu. Don't do that when it comes to deeni matters. Yes, when it comes to worldly issues, dunyavi mamlaat ke andar mein, look at that person that is lower than you, don't look at that person that is higher than you. If you got a hut, agar aapke paas jhopdi ho, us aadmi ko dekho jiske paas makan nahi hai. Don't go look at that person jiske paas castle hai. Don't go look at that person who's got a mahal and got a castle, and fir jaakar sab ke jhopdi ko tod de. Ye koi akalmandi aur danishmandi ki baat nahi. Why the people who do this? It is because of this, the nazar is always on those people who is higher than them and more wealthier than them, and that is when the person now will want to make every possible effort to stay in line with the wealthy people. Ab kabhi sukoon nahi hoga. Sahabi farmate hai, the one sahabi says that when I lived with the rich people, jab main maldaron ke saath rehta tha, mujhe kabhi sukoon nahi milta tha. Why? Because I saw
in our terms, that if you got one old car, you see somebody with a BMW or somebody with a Mercedes, then har waqt dil ke andar khwahish hoti hai ki unke paas hai, mere paas kyun nahi. When you see one person, he's got a big castle. He says that, no, if he's got a castle, I should want to get a castle. And you wake up in the morning till the evening with this mindset that what that person gets, you will also get. Kabhi sukoon nahi hota. But he says, when I started living with the poor people, so what sukoon, he sukoon tha. Why? Because they didn't have it. And then whatever I had, I appreciated. And this is what we should do. We should make adjustments in our standard of living. And that's why Maulana Shafi Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi बहुत बेहतरीन बात फरमाई है. वेरी ब्यूटिफुल ही मेंशन. ही सेज दैट देखो, अगर जरूरत हो तो बाजार जाना. इट इज अ नीड फॉर यू, तो बाजार जाना. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, यू नीड टू बाय पोल्ट्री, यू नीड टू बाय मिल्क, यू नीड टू बाय ब्रेड, देन ओनली यू दिस दिस इज जरूरत, दिस इज नीड, नाउ यू गो टू बाजार. बट ही सेज बाजार जाकर के जरूरत तलाश मत करो. Bazaar. If you go to Zarurat, don't go in the bazaar. Because now you're going to go in the bazaar, especially with today's mode of adverts, one can imagine that agar kharidna bhi nahi, balki pehchna bhi nahi, kisi tarah wo karz lekar ke khareed lenge. So when you have a need, then you go. But don't go in the bazaar to look for your need. Why? Because that is when all your money will be absorbed and you will not be able to maintain your living standards. My dear brothers and sisters, we have spoken so much, but just also one or two few things that I would want to mention. I've spoken about interest, how we should also make adjustments in our way of living. Very important, especially we are living here in North America. It is very, very important that we should abide by the laws of the country that are not un-Islamic. Any law of the country that is not un-Islamic, we should abide by the laws. Don't go against the laws of the country. Yes, of course, use the laws of the country to get your system approved. Especially in a democratic dispensation, where America, North America, and other democratic countries, they give you the freedom of religion. And you should use the mechanism that is given to us by the government to have your own system approved, so that you live within the laws of the country and you make an effort to get your Sharia also recognized. Every possible effort should be made in that. And don't ever break and violate the laws of the country. Maulana Shafi Thanvi rahmatullah mentioned three people you must always show them respect. Teen aadmi aise hai ke hamesha unki izzat kare. One is sahibul amr, jiske paas kanoon hai. Who's got the law in the hand, don't show any disrespect to that person, warna wo aapki be-izzati kar dega. The person with the law in his hand, humble yourself. Or unke samne koi be-adabi ka mamla na kare, because he'll take your izzat away. The second is a landlord. Probably may not work too much here, but either in India and Pakistan, if they work, that your landlord has respect your landlord. Varna, if you don't show him respect, salam alaikum wakara na chahe unko, who aapke ghar se nikal denge. And the third one, the person who you should respect is a son-in-law. Damad, इससे कि बेटी का मसला है और उनकी आओ भगत करे, मन्नत समाजत करे, दामाद है और उनकी इज्जत इसलिए नहीं करे कि उनकी इज्जत करना मकसूद है, बेटी के खातिर ये कर रहे हैं. सो दीज आर द थ्री पीपल, ऑलवेज शो रिस्पेक्ट एंड शो देम, सो दैट द पर्पस ऑफ मेंशनिंग इज दैट एनी लॉ ऑफ द कंट्री डोंट वायलेट इट. एस्पेशली मुस्लिम्स, वी आर लिविंग हियर इन नॉर्थ अमेरिका, एंड यू नो इफ समबडी डज एनीथिंग दैट इज रॉन्ग, अगर कोई आदमी कोई कानून के खिलाफ कोई चीज करता है, सिर्फ पकड़ लिया गया, तो जाहिर बात है कि उसके अंदर सिर्फ उनकी बेइज्जती नहीं, बल्कि इट विल बी बेइज्जती फॉर ऑल द मुस्लिम्स. सो वी नीड टू बी वेरी वेरी केयरफुल एंड डोंट कंडक्ट अवरसेल्फ इन इमैच्योर वे. माय डियर ब्रदर्स, इट्स सो इंपॉर्टेंट. अल्लाह गिव अस माल, लुक आफ्टर दैट माल एंड यूज दैट माल अकॉर्डिंग टू हाउ अल्लाह वांट्स अस टू यूज द माल. माल खुद बुरा नहीं है. हदीस के अंदर आया है, नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया, माल सालिह लिर्रजुल सालिह, दैट अच्छा माल अच्छे आदमी के लिए अच्छा है. अच्छा माल नेक आदमी के लिए तो अच्छा है, इट्स अ गुड थिंग. ये द कॉज देयर यू नीड टू फुलफिल द हक ऑफ माल एंड यू शुडंट हैव सो मच ऑफ लव फॉर वेल्थ दैट इट गोज डीप इनटू योर हार्ट. इमाम गजाली रहमतुल्लाह अलैह ने उसके एक मिसाल भी पेश की है. ही सेज दैट व्हेन द बोट इज ऑन द ओशन, when the boat is on the ocean and until the water is at the bottom, the boat will reach its destination. Magar agar samundar ka pani kashti ke andar mein aa gaya, fir wo dhoob jayega. In the same manner, that the wealth, it must be out of our heart. And the wealth is must be like the boat on the oceans of our heart. Mother, if that wealth is going to come inside our heart is going to come inside the wealth, it's like water coming inside the boat, and then you'll get drowned. And another hadith, bahut achhi misal pesh ki, Hindustan ke andar mujhe maloom tha, jis waqt main dabe mein padta tha, ek talib-e-ilm tha. And he knew how to control snakes. Staff, wo jo ek pakadta bhi tha, chehta bhi tha. Dabe ke andar jab hum padte the, to mujhe us par taajub hota tha. Magar phir Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that ye maal jo hai, wo saap ki tarah hai. Agar aadmi saap ke mantar ko janta hai, then he can control it. अगर सांप के मंत्र को नहीं जानता, then obviously you try to kill the snake will bite you. Likewise, if you don't know the tune of maal, how to fulfill the haq of maal, your maal instead of being the means of barakat, it'll be a means of wabah. You may make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah claim tonight's tarawih with us, Surah As-Sabah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جنتان عن يمين وشمال كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the incident of the people of Sabah. This was a nation living in the valleys of Yemen. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, explains that how these people, how wealthy they were. And it is a picturesque country, beautiful, absolutely nice. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, جنتان عن يمين وشمال دائن طرف باغ اور بائن طرف باغ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then Allah tabarak says, kulu bi rizq rabbikum, Allah ke rizq se tum khao. Washkuru la, Allah ka shukr karo. Baldatun tayyiba, ye bahut behtareen shahar hai. Wa rabbul ghafur, aur aisa rabb tumhe mila hai jo tumhare gunahon ko maaf karne wala hai. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when this people of Sabah, this nation, they have everything. If you compare the what Allah has given the people of Sabah, look at there in America, Allah has also given those kind of ni'mat. Everything is found here, conveniently found here. And Allah mentioned the people of Sabah so that those people that are in line with them, they also take a lesson from this. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, people of Sabah, Allah ne unko sab kuch diya hai, fa'aradu, Allah ke hukam se sarta dijiye. They moved away, fa'aradu, fa'arsalna alayhim sayl al-arim. Then the water from the dam, it came over. Water from the dam, it came over and it flooded the entire town, and that very same town which had beautiful fruit, beautiful water, that water became sour and the fruit became sour. New Orleans ke andar jaakar dekho, yahi hua. Yahi hua. Water came, flooded everything up. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives the same incident about the people of Sabah. Why? No sugar, you turn away from the Lord of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And lastly, before I conclude, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us an example of some wealthy people also mentioned in the Quran Kareem. Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah iz aqsamu la yasrimunnaha musbihin. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu ki riwayat hai, he says that there was a very wealthy person, unka ek baagh tha, aur hamesha unki aadat thi ke ghuraba fuqara ko wo raqam diya karte the, baagh ke andar aane dete the, and when he used to harvest the crop, he used to give it to them. So Beta Harwat, he had three children, and they always used to condemn the father. They say, the father, that Harwat, whenever you're cutting, aap ghuraba ko dete, ghuraba ko dete, humare liye kab jama karenge. Faral, nek saale aadmi the, jab unka intiqal ho gaya. And the three children inherited the wealth. Then Allah mentions to us in the Quran Kareem, that ab baap nahi hai, baap ki aadat hai, hamesha sadqa khairat, ab to hum to sadqa khairat karenge, isliye ka pura maal humare qabze qabu ke andar aa gaya hai. Hum karenge jo hum chahe. Allah gives us the incident of Quran Kareem, and then Allah says that one morning when the time came to harvest the crop, they woke up. Chupke chupke se wo baat kar rahe the, ke aaj hum jayenge baag ke andar mein, kisi ghareeb ko baag ke andar mein aane bhi nahi denge. And in asamu layasimunnaha mustiheen, inshallah bhi ne kaha wala yastafnoon, fatafa alaiha taifum min rabbika wa hum naibun. While they were sleeping at night, ek aag aa karke pure baag ko kharab kar diya. It burned the entire orchard out. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَنَائِمُونَ فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ فَتَنَادَوْا مُصْبِحِينَ أَنِ اغْدُوا عَلَىٰ حَرْثِكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَالِمِينَ. وَآپَس میں ان کو معلوم نہیں تھا that the bark has been destroyed. So they're telling to one another that let us go. Let us go to the orchard, and now we're going to harvest the crops. And when they go there, جب bark کے پاس پہنچے تو دیکھا کہ یہ تو bark نظر نہیں آتا. So one person said that no, sir, ho sakta hai baat karte karte raaste chhut gaye kisi aur raaste ke andar mein aa gaye. And then the other one said, jo samajhdar tha, usne kaha nahi, aisi baat hai, yahi to baag hai aur Allah ki taraf se azab aaya hai, pure baag ko Allah ne halak kar diya. That is when that person that was intelligent, he said that make tawbah to Allah. Praise Allah, glorify Allah, and Allah ki zaat se umeed hai, yeh jo khatam ho gaya, Allah usse behtar de dega. Hadith ke andar aaya hai, in logon ne toba ki hai, aur jo baag Allah ne unko diya, le liya, usse behtar baag Allah ne diya. My dear brothers and sisters, elders, to earn an income, halal income, it is for us. And just to conclude with one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's so much to talk on this, and on earning halal income, it's so important. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, ab andaza lagao kitni aham cheez hai. He says that the feet of Ibn Adam will not move away from the court of Allah until a person is asked 5 questions. Insan ke pair padam padam, aur insan ke pair Allah ke darbar se nahi hatenge jab tak ke Allah unse 5 cheezon ka sawal karenge. And the person will have to answer. If the person answers, to unko kamyabi hogi. Aur agar jawab nahi hai, to Allah maaf kare. One of the questions is, min aina anfaqta al-maal wa aina, min aina ittafaqta al-maal wa aina anfaqtahu. Maal kahan se kamaya? Allah will ask, darbar ke andar mein, and that will be the time where Allah is going to make faisla of jannat and jahannam. Yeh us waqt hoga, jab Allah jannat ke aur jahannam ka faisla karega. Us sawal ke jawab ke upar. Allah poochega ke maal kahan se kamaya. Hadith ke andar mein hai that Allah will ask you where you got your maal. And then Allah will ask him maal kahan kharch kiya. Where did you spend your money? And in the fact that year before the right in the court of Allah and now the determining time you go into jannat and jahannam, us waqt par Allah ye sawal karta hai, usse maloom hota hai ki halal kamaya uski kis qadar ahmiyat hai. How important it is. So my dear brothers and respected elders, we make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and Allah to give us the hidayat, that we understand maal ka bhi ek haq hai. And it is just not just earning the money, it is just as namaz ka parna faraz hai, just as how important it is to fast, likewise halal kamana, earning your money, spending your money, doing our business according to Sharia, looking for Sharia compliant avenues for investment. Look for those things instead of dealing in conventional things, interest, riba, haram, this sab kuch haram hai. Stay away from that. Make every possible effort. Alhamdulillah, you have so great ulama here that aise aise ulama is shahar ke andar mein hai ke kisi bahar alim ke aana mustahni hai. There's no need for any Bahar Alim to come in this town here because we have such great ulama, Mufti Sahib and few others, so great ulama here. There's no need for outside ulama to come here. Go to them, present your muamalat to them and ask them for guidance on your maal. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala amal ki tawfeeq naseeb farmaye. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الهادين اللهم اجعلنا من المهتدين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أرنا الحق حقه وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه
اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وشفاء من كل داء. اے پاک پروردگار تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ ہم بہت ہی گنہ گار ہیں, خطا کار ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں, سر سے پیر تک گناہوں کے اندر ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. اے اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے تمام کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. جو گناہ ہم نے دن میں کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو رات میں کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو کھول کھول کر کے کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو سرا نہ چھپ چھپا کر کے کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو قصدن جان بوجھ کر کے ہم نے کیے اس کو معاف فرما, جو خطا نہ سہون ہوا ہے اس کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ماں باپ کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ احباب متعلقین کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. سچی پکی توبہ یا اللہ تو ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. اے اللہ تمام گناہوں سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بچا دے. یا اللہ گناہوں سے نفرت ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ گناہوں سے نفرت نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ گناہ کا فہم اور سمجھ بھی ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ اور اس سے بچنے کی ہمت اور توفیق یا اللہ تو ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. شیطان کے کاموں سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں پورے طور پر بچا دے. یا اللہ ہمیں سچی پکی توبہ نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ایسی توبہ نصیب فرما کہ آئندہ ہم گناہوں سے اس طرح نفرت ہو کہ یا اللہ اس کو دیکھنا, اس کے قریب تک جانا ہمیں گوارا بھی نہ ہو, وحشت ہو, اس سے نفرت ہو. یا اللہ اچھے اعمال کی توفیق ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ نماز پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے. نمازوں کے اندر میں جان پیدا فرما, روزوں کو قبول فرما, روزوں کے اندر میں جان یا اللہ کو پیدا فرما. یا اللہ قرآن کریم کے پڑھنے کو قبول فرما, تراویح کو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ یہ دوسرا عشرہ چل رہا ہے, مغفرت کا عشرہ ہے. یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہماری مغفرت کا فیصلہ تو فرما دے, مغفرت کا فیصلہ فرما دے. یا اللہ اس ماہ مبارک کے اندر میں یا اللہ تو جہاں ہزاروں کروڑوں کی مغفرت کا فیصلہ کرے گا, یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے اس فہرست کے اندر ہمیں بھی شامل فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں جہنم سے خلاصی کا پروانہ اور جنت کے میں داخل ہونے کا پروانہ ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے لیے جہنم سے خلاصی کا فیصلہ پیدا فرما, آپ کو فیصلہ فرما اور جنت کے میں داخل ہونے کا فیصلہ فرما دے. یا اللہ یہی فیصلہ ہمارے احباب, ہمارے متعلقین, یا اللہ ہمارے بابا, ہمیں بیوی بچے ماں بہنیں سب کے لیے یا اللہ یہ دعا ان کے حق میں بھی تو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ سچی پکی توبہ تو ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امتی جہاں کہیں بھی ہو, ان کی مال کی, ان کی جان کی, ان کی عزت کی, ان کی آبرو کی یا اللہ تو بھرپور حفاظت فرما دے. یا اللہ جو مقروض ہے ان کے قرض کی ادائیگی کی شکل خزانے غیب سے تو پیدا فرما دے. جو بیمار ہے اللہ مکمل شفا نصیب فرما دے. جو کسی قسم کی پریشانی میں ہے اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما دے, اس کا حل یا اللہ تو پیدا فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں حلال سے یہ کمائی تو نصیب فرما دے, حرام سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بچا دے, حرام سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, ربا سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, سود سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, انشورنس سے تو ہمیں بچا دے, ہر تمام کا ہر حرام سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بچا دے. جو مال تو نے ہمیں دیا ہے یا اللہ اس کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ بے برکتی سے یا اللہ تو ہمیں اسے بچا دے. اللہ ہمیں خلوص اللہ نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ مال کے اندر میں تیرا حق سمجھنا اور جاننا اس کی توفیق ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ علماء سے سوال کر کے ہمارے معاملات کی شریعت کے مطابق کرنے کی توفیق یا اللہ تو نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ماہ رمضان کے روزوں کو یا اللہ تو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ دنیا کے اندر جہاں کہیں بھی دین کا کام ہو رہا ہو, جس لائن سے بھی ہو رہا ہو, یا اللہ دعوت و تبلیغ کے لائن سے, خانقاہ کے لائن سے, مدارس کے لائن سے, جس لائن سے بھی دین کا کام ہو رہا ہو, یا اللہ اس کو ظاہری باطنی فتنوں سے بچا کر کے اس میں پوری ترقی اور فروغ یا اللہ تو نصیب فرما دے. اسلام کا بول بالا فرما دے. ہدایت کی ہوائیں پوری دنیا کے اندر میں یا اللہ پھیلا دے. یا اللہ دین کے کام کے اندر میں, دین کی خدمت کے اندر میں ہمیں حصہ لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں یا اللہ داعی الی اللہ بنا دے. یا اللہ تیری طرف دعوت دینے والا ہمیں بنا دے. یا اللہ تیرے راستے کے اندر میں ہمیں وقت لگانے کی توفیق یا اللہ تو عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں ایسی زبان نصیب فرما جو ذکر کرنے والی, اور ایسی ذکر یا اللہ جس کے اندر میں حلاوت ہو جو شہد سے بھی زیادہ میٹھا. یا اللہ ایسے ذکر تو ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ایسے دل ہمیں نصیب فرما جو تیرا شکر گزار ہو اور شکر کرنے والا ہو. یا اللہ
یا اللہ ہمیں یا اللہ حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما دے, خاتمہ بالخیر یا اللہ تو ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ جب دنیا سے چلے جانے کا وقت آئے یا اللہ عزت کی موت نصیب فرما, ذلت کی موت سے ہمیں بچا دے, اچانک کی موت سے تو بچا دے, اچانک کی موت سے بچا دے, مرنے سے پہلے سچی پکی توبہ ہمیں عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ اگر کسی کا حق ہمارے ذمے ہے یا اللہ اس کو ادا کرنے کی توفیق ہمیں عنایت فرما دے, ہم اس حالت کے اندر دنیا سے چلے نہ جائے کہ کوئی ہم سے حق کا مطالبہ کرے. یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمیں معاف فرما دے, بندوں کے حقوق ادا کرنے کی توفیق یا اللہ تو ہمیں نصیب فرما دے, بندوں کے حقوق ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ وہ بچوں کو والدین کے حقوق ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کو مطیع فرما بردار بنا دے. یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کو حفاظ بنا, ہمارے بچوں کو علماء بنا, ہمارے بچوں کو مفتیان بنا, ہمارے بچوں کو اولیاء بنا. یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کو ہمارے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. یا اللہ اس مسجد کی حفاظت فرما دے, اس مسجد کے ذمہ داروں کی یا اللہ تو بہترین جزا نصیب فرما دے, ان کی یا اللہ جان کی, ان کے مال کی, عزت کی, آبرو کی یا اللہ کی حفاظت فرما دے. یا اللہ اس کے کارکنان کو اور اس کی خدمت کرنے والوں کو بہترین جزا یا اللہ تو نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ اس علاقے سے یا اللہ بہت سارے حفاظ اور بہت سارے علماء کو یا اللہ تو پیدا فرما دے. یا اللہ تو مخلصین ہو اور یا اللہ تیری طرف دعوت دینے والے ہو یا اللہ, اور تیرے نام کو یاد دلانے والے ہو, ایسے بندے کو یا اللہ تو پیدا فرما دے. یا اللہ پورے شکاگو کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما دے, پورے امریکہ کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما دے, پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ پوری دنیا بھر کے مسلمانوں کے حال پر رحم فرما دے. یا اللہ ہر قسم کے خیر بھلائی عافیت کا فیصلہ ہمارے حق میں فرما دے. یا اللہ تو ہمیں عذاب قبر سے بچانا, عذاب قبر سے بچانا. اے اللہ قبر کو جنت کے باغوں میں سے ایک باغ بنانا. یا اللہ اس کو کیڑے مکوڑے سانپ بچھو کا گھر ہمارے لیے نہ بنانا. یا اللہ تیرے عذاب کے سہنے کی ہمارے اندر طاقت نہیں ہے. یا اللہ تو ہمیں عذاب دے کر کے کیا کرے گا, یا اللہ تو ہمیں عذاب دے کر کے کیا کرے گا. یا اللہ ہم تجھ پر ایمان لائے, تیری طرف متوجہ ہے. یا اللہ تو نے قرآن کریم کے اندر میں فرمایا ادعونی استجب لکم, ہم تجھ سے دعا کرے تو دعاؤں کو قبول کرنے والا ہے. تیرے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جب بندہ تیرے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلاتا ہے یا اللہ تو اسے خالی ہاتھ واپس کرنے میں شرم آتا ہے. یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے جھولیوں کو بھر دے, یا اللہ ہمارے جھولیوں کو بھر دے. یا اللہ یہاں جب حاضرین کے اندر میں جتنے لوگ ہیں یا اللہ سب کے ظاہر حاجات و مرادوں کو یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے پوری فرما دے. یا اللہ اگر تو سب کو ان کی مراد کے مطابق تو عطا فرما, یا اللہ تیرے خزانے کے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہوگا. یا اللہ تو جاتا ہے کہ دیکھے میرے پاس سب کچھ ہے, سب کچھ تیری طرف سے ہے. یا اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہر قسم کے خیر بھلائے عافیت کا فیصلہ ہمارے حق میں فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے مستقبل کی زندگی کو بہترین, اچھا عمدہ بہترین بنا دے. یا اللہ عمر کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے, رزق کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے, صحت کے اندر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری آنکھوں کے اندر میں برکت عنایت فرما, کانوں کے اندر میں, بدن کے اندر میں, ہاتھ پیر رد و پیش کے اندر میں, ہر چیز کے اندر میں برکت ہی برکت یا اللہ کی عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ہمارے طرف سے تیرے بلند شان کے مطابق بہترین جزا نصیب فرما دے. تمام صحابہ کو, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے گھر والوں کو, تمام صحابہ کے گھر والوں کو, تمام انبیاء کو یا اللہ ہماری طرف سے بہترین اجر, بہترین جزا تیرے بلند شان کے مطابق عنایت فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے دعاؤں کو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے تو فیض یا اللہ تو قبول فرما دے. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم, وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.